This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. It took two rapid playoff matches, 25 minutes per player, to determine a winner. But 3 hours later, a new U.S. chess champion was crowned on Sunday in California. He is Hikaru Nakamura of White Plains, New York, and he's 16 years old, which makes him the youngest player to hold the title since Bobby Fischer won the championship at age 14 in 1957. Hikaru was born in Japan, moved to the U.S. at age 2, was playing chess by the time he was 7, and was a national master just 3 years later. He holds the record for being the youngest American grandmaster ever. He was 15 years and 2 months old when he reached grandmaster status. And Hikaru Nakamura joins us from San Diego to talk about his victory. And first of all, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, it was a very, very difficult tournament, actually, and I managed to win, so it's definitely a good tournament.
Well, let's talk a bit about these two playoff games against a 34-year-old Ukrainian-born opponent. What was your strategy there?
My strategy basically was to play solidly and try not to lose. So that was basically the main goal because actually I'm a little better than most players when the time controls get faster because these games were rapid chess.
Yeah, I've read that about you. You are a quick player.
Yeah, I'm one of the better speed players, you could say that.
Why do you think that might suit your style?
Well, it's probably because I'm younger, because when you're younger, you have more speed, you know, you're youthful, there's more energy, so it's probably just because I'm young.
Now, how much time would you say chess occupies in your day?
Well, nowadays, even though I'm homeschooled, actually, I still have to do a certain amount of work in case I want to go to college or do some other things, so... So I don't do it all the time. Probably about 2 to 3 hours every day.
2 to 3 hours?
Yeah.
And do you think you could live a life of chess and be in regular school, not homeschooled?
It's probably impossible because in order to get better at chess, you really have to play against top-level players. And most of the top-level tournaments these days are in Europe. And, of course, it's actually quite hard to take off time. So
you're traveling a lot.
Yeah, I travel quite a bit.
When you were preparing for the U.S. Championship, how did you get ready, maybe physically, psychologically, for these games?
Well, basically, before the tournament, I was studying a fair amount of chess, just studying my opponent's games.
Are there rituals that you have to psych yourself
really,
up?
Not really, not really. I mean, sometimes I listen to certain types of music before the game or certain things, but I wouldn't say that I necessarily have a ritual.
What would you listen to?
Probably something like metal or, you know, something which is loud and noisy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think it just helps me to relax before the games.
And during the games themselves, are you a brooder? Are you an intense starer? What's your demeanor?
Well, basically, I essentially don't smile, but I don't necessarily look angry either. So it's basically just, you know, looking cool, calm, and collected, not really showing too many emotions.
Well, you've got the U.S. championship now under your belt. Are you thinking world champ?
World
Is that a possibility?
That's possible, but I still have quite a ways to go before it's a realistic possibility. But if, you know, if I keep working, keep trying, nothing's out of the question.
Well, Hikaru Nakamura, thanks very much, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Hikaru Nakamura, age 16, who won $25,000 by becoming the new U.S. chess champion.